Module 6, Setting Style Guidelines. Style guidelines refer to a set of standards or formats used when creating new writing materials, such as setting typography, graphic design aspects, and even text content. In collaborative writing, it is important to set these guidelines at the beginning of the project. This lets every team member know what is expected of them and allows them to be on the same page as the rest of the group while they are working. Voice and person. Every piece of writing will have some form of voice or point of view from it. The voice and person point of view contribute to the uniqueness of the work and add emphasis to various areas. Using an active voice is more productive when seeking change or inaction, since it stresses verbs and actions. A passive voice is suitable when stating facts or figures with needing much in return, such as describing the sales quotas from last season. The person or point of view is another form of voice and style that can point a piece of writing in a certain direction. Based on what POV the author uses, the emphasis on actions or subjects can change. First and second person POV speaks about someone directly. I, me, you, yours, ours. While third person is often known as a narrative mode since it simply states facts and phrases. Remember, active voice, the subject is actively saying something, i.e., we recommend changes. Passive voice, the action is emphasized more, making the subject fade into the background, i.e., these steps are recommended for change. First person point of view uses pronouns I, we, i.e., we have a staff shortage in accounting. Second person point of view uses pronouns such as you or your, i.e., you need to listen to our ideas. Third person point of view uses pronouns he, she, or it, i.e., he came up with the idea for a new plan, she didn't like the changes to the office. Format. Format simply refers to the setup or structure of the written works in the project. Some standard aspects of formatting include page margins, font size, style, spacing, and even placement of names and sources. But establishing format in a collaborative group is even more important due to the multiple numbers of employees that will be involved in writing and completing parts of the project. Because every employee will, at some point, work on their own and then return this work to the group, format should be established at the beginning of the project in order to reduce problems or conflict after the work is already done. Before employees set off to work individually, establish a universal format concerning document size and structure, fonts, wording, common grammar mistakes, and even what program or media to use when bringing the work back. When employees know how to shape their work before they begin, they are less likely to have conflict with the editors when they return to the group. Common format concerns in collaborative groups. Ensure everyone uses the same media, computer software, written versions, audio files, etc., to ensure a smooth conversion. Specify font size and style, including for special text such as headlines and titles. Specify paper margins and spacing. Determine if numbers or symbols will be used or if only text should be used, i.e. 100 as the number versus 100 spelled out, percent sign versus percentage, etc. Consistent spelling of commonly used words. The human language has continued to evolve and shift over time. Many words began as separate words but then evolved into hyphenated compound words, make up, hour long, etc. Over time, many of these phrases became simply compound words that stood alone. Backup, altogether, workout, etc. Every person has had a different exposure to the English language and what formats are acceptable and unacceptable. As a collaborative team, it is best to establish from the beginning what qualifies as the correct spelling for the employee's written submissions. While it is impossible to know every word they may use, it is possible to narrow the list down to common words that will be used. This can be done based on the topic of the project. Specify the correct spelling for common terms we use all the time in writing, such as every day versus every day, never mind versus never mind, all right versus all right, and so on. Be sure to also notify employees to consult with their team leader or coworker if in doubt about any format or commonly used word problems. Examples of commonly used words with difficult spelling: sign on versus sign on, workplace versus workplace, database versus database, lifestyle versus lifestyle, website versus website, a lot versus a lot. Numbers as words or figures. There are many different rules about how to write numbers in text. Many try to specify when it is correct to spell out a number or to use numeric text. There are many rules that state numbers under 20 or even as low as 10 should be spelled out, while higher numbers such as 25 or higher should be written as a number. Other universal rules define how to spell out or notate figures, such as percentages or fractions. Although there is no absolute way of writing numbers in text, it is highly recommended in formal or business writing to use the word form of many numbers, as well as use symbols as sparingly as possible in order to keep the text looking as professional as possible. Common number rules to remember. Spell out small numbers, such as smaller than 10. For numbers with more than one syllable, use number type, 27, 45, 73, etc., but spell out numbers with one syllable, 12, 9, 20, etc. Don't start a sentence with a numeral, spell out the number instead. Spell out fractions and use a hyphen, 1/2, 2/3. In formal or business writing, spell out the percentage or measurement, 13% of cases, add 4 cups of nuts, over 10 years ago. Case study. Mike is consulting with his collaborative team about the new employee handbooks they are writing. After assigning everyone their particular section to complete, Mike introduced a set of style guidelines to use by the whole team. First, Mike informed the team that the handbook is written in narrative form, so writers should not use pronouns such as I, you, or we. Then, Mike spoke about heading and title guidelines and defined what type of font is to be used. Finally, since Mike knew the company used a lot of number figures for every department, he specified what figures should be fully written out and which figures would be all right to abbreviate or use numerical text. Once Mike had these guidelines laid out, he excused the team members to begin working on their sections and told them to meet with him personally if they had any additional questions.